The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
There's much that needs to be explored regarding Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alayha, to learn from her, to learn from the conditions that she was in, to learn of her relationship with her imams before and after Karbala, and learn many, many more aspects of her personality and character that help us develop. One of the things that I would like to start with is that according to a hadith or a saying, that usually hadith refers to sayings that are from the Ahlul Bayt, although the quote that I'm about to give is a quote that contains within it a quote from the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, yet the person that is initially quoted is not one of the imams, rather it is the mother of an imam and the grandmother of an imam. And that is the mother of Imam Hasan al-Askari, salamullah alayh. She, in the period of the minor occultation, played a very key role. One of the accounts that we have of her is that when she was in Mecca, on the command of Imam al-Askari, salamullah alayh, our 11th imam, his mother went along with the 12th imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, to Hajj, and she remained there. Imam al-Hujjah returned to Samarra, but the mother of the 11th imam remained in Mecca, and she had certain responsibilities in that crucial period of the minor occultation, where the imam is not to be seen, yet his existence is something that everyone needs to acknowledge and believe in. Without seeing him, there are a few that have seen him, including the mother of the 11th imam and others. But those who have seen have the responsibility and the job of getting everyone else to recognize the imam. One of those that has a very important role is the mother of the 11th imam in Mecca. When she is approached about or regarding the topic of who he should go to in the period of the occultation, that person is told by the aunt of Imam al-Hujjah, I believe, or the aunt of Imam Hasan al-Askari, salamullah alayhima, he is told, this man who comes from Egypt, asking about the imam, he asks who the imam is. She says that he's not seen, but he is the son of the 11th imam. And he says, who do I go to in order to connect to him if I can't see him and get in touch with him? Who's the person that represents him? And she says, the mother of Imam Hasan al-Askari, salamullah alayhi. And then this is where the quote is, that itself was of course from the imam. She didn't just make that up. The mother of Imam Hasan al-Askari was a wasi that people were supposed to go to. So that's part of the crucial role that she played. But there, when the man asks, how can I go to an imam whose wasi or whose representative is a female, which of course for another time discussing that and where that comes from, what that thought is, perhaps if we want to take it in the correct way, we would say the, I guess, understanding was that the imams are going to be men, and they were men. All the imams were men. Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, although she's above all, she's not an imam. She doesn't have the responsibility of an imam. There's differences here in terms of what their roles are. But this is not about ranks. This is about responsibilities. Ranks of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are one thing. Responsibilities that people have are different, are another thing. Anyhow, so if we want to take it the right way, we would say, well, he's assuming that the wasi of an imam is going to be an imam, and he has a confusion there. And the point is here that the 12th imam is not giving wasiya to another person for that other person to be an imam. It's representation. And so when he asks this question, the answer of that great woman, the aunt of the imam, is that she says the same way you should go to her, and she is the wasi the same way that after Karbala, Zainab salamullahi alayha was the wasi and was the representative and was the speaker on behalf of Imam Zain al-Abidin salamullahi alayhi in order to protect the imam. She's the face, she's the one who's seen. What for? In order to protect the imam. She plays a key role, Zainab salamullahi alayha, after Karbala. Now, there's a lot that tells us. What I'm referring to right now is that Zainab salamullahi alayha should be seen, although we do revere her, we love her, we look up to her in many ways. I feel that we are still under or limiting our understanding regarding that great lady, and we're not exploring the true identity of this great woman. Salamullahi alayha. Perhaps, not perhaps, I think it's very clear from this statement and putting the clues together that not only on the way to Sham and Damascus, where she was mainly the one who was seen, and then in a couple of instances, Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullahi alayhi, came forward directly and presented his fiery talks and did his part. But the one who is seen more, again, based on this account that a great woman narrates from the Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhi, she's part of the Ahlul Bayt, she's part of the household of Imamah, and she's aware of this knowledge, and she tells us the role of Zainab salamullahi alayha is not limited to the period from Karbala to Sham. It's not limited to that. The involvement that she has afterwards in encouraging people to rebel and revolt against the Umayyads is continuing the work of the Imams, continuing the work of Imam Zain al-Abidin under the guidance of Imam Zain al-Abidin, protecting Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullahi alayhi. And she takes on that role, that responsibility. So what she does that leads to her exile, and Yazid, la'natullah alayhi, sending her into exile, first to Egypt, and then seeing that even in Egypt she is riling people up, he brings her closer to himself to keep her under control. So she was taken there.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين
sun rises.